Welcome to Crossroads Connection. This is a show all about having conversations surrounding life, ministry, and culture. I want to say a quick thank you to our friends at the Truth Network for airing this program. And thank you for joining and listening. I'm Tyler, and I've got Jamie joining me. How are you, Jamie?
Hey, guys. I'm doing good.
Good. Yeah. And I got Andy over here. How are you, Andy?
You know, to be totally honest, I'm still pretty full from Thanksgiving.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. It's true. It's right. The leftovers. The leftovers just keep hitting you.
Yeah, yes. Because it just doesn't end, you know, at a certain time. It's like later that night and
yeah.
And it's the next day. And, you know, so here we are. So I hope you all had a very, very good Thanksgiving as well.
I did. It was great. Yeah.
Yep.
Thanksgiving is such a, I think it's, boy, it's a close second to my favorite.
I know.
You know, Christmas is definitely my favorite, but I love Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not just necessarily the food, because as we already discussed, we don't do turkey at our house. We do prime rib instead, but we do all the fixings.
Yeah.
You know, mashed potatoes, stuffing, you know, everything, creamy casserole,
gravy.
Pies, gravy.
Oh, yes.
Gravy. Do you like gravy?
I do, man. Just lather the whole plate in
yeah,
gravy.
So do you put gravy on everything or just certain things?
Pretty much everything. Yeah,
wow.
There might be some veggies I don't put it on, but
yeah, I don't think green beans and gravy would be good, but
you'd be surprised.
So do you put gravy on your turkey and your stuffing?
Oh, yeah, turkey,
and your
stuffing,
potatoes.
Mashed potatoes. Not mac and cheese if you got mac
yeah.
and cheese
yeah,
on there.
No.
Yeah.
See, I think mac and cheese is more, so where I grew up, mac and cheese was never part of the Thanksgiving layout, but in North Carolina, it seems like that's very, very big, like mac and cheese. And I'm assuming out in Texas, maybe too.
I think so. Yeah. I've been here so long now that that's all I remember is.
That was weird when I first kind of moved here 15 years ago and people were talking about Thanksgiving and everybody kept mentioning mac and cheese. I'm like, mac and cheese, that's not the normal part of it. So
you're in the South now.
I know. Right. Anyways, wherever you're listening from, On this Saturday, I hope you had whatever you ate. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving, and I hope you had a good time. But it is Christmas is now quickly approaching. Mm. We are not very far away at all, and it's going to be here before we know it. And Jamie, what are you most excited about when it comes to this season, this Christmas season?
To Christmas? Oh my goodness! Well, I've been saying this for a while because of the challenges we've faced this year. I am so excited for the joy that Christmas brings.
Yeah.
Just celebrating.
Yeah.
You know, just the whole feel. Yeah. I'm just ready for that.
Yeah. What about you, Tyler? What are you looking forward to?
I think the same thing, just kind of the feeling of seeing all the decoration. Like the wreaths are up in downtown Lake Forest, which is kind of you're walking down the street and it just kind of makes you a little happy.
That chill is in the air now. Chill's in the air. Although summer and spring keep trying to make a comeback a little bit here or there, but
we've been watching all the cheesy Christmas movies on Netflix.
Yes.
So it's just, you know, it's just a time of year and all the things combined, just
yeah,
you know, special.
One of the things I think that are very special about this time of year, and it's going to lead into our guest today, is this is also a time of year where the spirit of giving becomes really big. And, and hopefully you are looking outward to people. And so I'm very excited about our special guest talking about a very important mission here in a little bit.
Absolutely. Yeah, I am too. So let's hear a quick word from our sponsor, and then we'll jump into our interview.
Perhaps you've asked yourself this question. Are you running the business, or is the business running you? How might your teams grow if your teams were driving the business forward instead of you? You are sitting on a wealth of untapped opportunity. It takes courage to learn how to create a culture where your people are truly empowered to own their seats. My name's Cheryl Scanlon, business and executive coach. Working together, we'll go straight to your core challenges to sort through competing demands and realign to your highest priorities for measurable results. Visit c3advantage.net. That's c3advantage.net.
Join us this Christmas at Crossroads Fellowship for a season filled with love, hope, joy, and peace. There is something for everybody, including Advent kits for kids and families beginning November 29th, the Crossroads Christmas Special on December 20th through 22nd, and our Christmas Eve candlelit services on December 23rd and 24th. Find more information at crossroads.org/Christmas.
And we are back from the break with our very, very special guest, Kristen Gruber. How are you, Kristen?
I'm well, thank you. It's beautiful outside.
It is. It's very nice. And it's always a pleasure to talk to Kristen Gruber. And Kristen, you are part of our family here at Crossroads Fellowship on staff. So that's not why you're here today, though. You're here today to talk about an incredible organization called Unto, formerly known as GAIN, and we're going to get into that in just a minute. But before we get into that, just a little background about Kristen. How long have you been in the area and at Crossroads Fellowship?
My husband, Chip, and I have lived here 23 years, and we have two daughters, 18 and 14.
Wonderful.
Originally from Long Island.
There it is.
I know you wanted it.
I was waiting for the Long Island. Mm-hmm.
Then Long Jersey. Island. Then I was Jersey.
Oh my goodness. You went from Long Island to Jersey.
No, it's Long Island.
I can't do it.
Long Island.
And then Jersey. What Jersey. Two parts of the country have the most accents?
Oh, right.
I mean, you really hit both of them well.
But I don't have much of an accent.
You really don't. Yeah. You really don't.
People think I'm from your neck of the woods, Ohio.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I'm not. I love Jersey. But we've been down here 23 years. We love it. We're raising our kids here.
Wonderful.
And actually, this is where I came to know the Lord, was in Raleigh, North Carolina. Mm. So I know he brought me down here for that reason.
Yep. Mm. And you've been at Crosses Fellowship for how long of that? Roughly? Roughly.
We've been married 22 years, so probably 23 years.
Wow,
I mean, Crossroads is the only church I've really ever known.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You hear that? You hear that, listeners? One church wonder.
I didn't really grow up going to church every Sunday. So when we moved to Raleigh, we knew it was like, quote unquote, the thing to do, because now we're in the Bible Belt.
Sure.
And we found Crossroads and we've loved it. And we've been here ever since.
And you are also on staff. So tell everybody what your role is here and how long you've been doing that.
So my role at Crossroads is the Women's Ministry Director, and I get to co-lead with Cindy Orange and Liz Martinez. They're awesome. And I think I'm in my fifth year now. It's just flying by.
Mm. Yeah, Women's Ministry at Crossroads, I think, is very, very special. And how has COVID changed for you a little bit on the Women's Ministry side? I know think about it, there's a lot of people listening right now, and they're from all different walks of life, but COVID's affected everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And it's still affecting everybody. Uh-huh. So how has it affected and interrupted your ministry that you were doing?
Well, obviously, it's interrupted in person.
Yeah.
And everything in person, but it's allowed us to be more creative and really try new things and be willing to fail. And that's one thing I love what we do in women's ministry, is that we're not afraid to fail and see what works. And we have some great ministries that are kicking it online and doing a great job, and even some like kids portion of the ministry. So we're doing the best we can, trying to stay connected and just provide opportunities for women to stay connected. And we're also dreaming for the future, and new things are popping up that we never would have thought of if it wasn't for COVID.
So there might be somebody listening right now that is a woman wondering about where and how to get connected. And maybe, you know, she's listening right now going, oh, that sounds good. How can they get connected with you for more information about women's ministry before we jump into Unto? Let's just kind of put a little plug there. And is there anything coming up for women's ministry that somebody can get a part of?
Well, we're doing something tomorrow night. But other than that, we're pretty much done for the year.
Yeah.
I know it's really last minute notice, but come.
Yeah.
So the best way to find out more about women's ministry is to connect with me at Kristin, that's 2 I's, KRISTIN dot Gruber, GRUB as in boy, ER, at crossroads.org. And obviously you can find everything women's ministry on our website at crossroads.org/women. And we also have a Facebook page, which is a really good way to stay on top of everything that's happening. And that's Crossroads Fellowship Women at Facebook Facebook. Yeah.
Well, you're doing a fantastic job. You and Cindy and the team and Liz are doing an incredible job with the women's ministry. But you today are here to talk about an incredible organization called Unto that, as we said already, was formerly known as GAIN. So first, tell us what that ministry is, and then we're going to back up to how you got plugged into it.
Okay. Well, it's called Unto, and you can find it at unto.com. And you're right, it was formerly GAIN, which was Global Aid Network. And the three pillars that they really want to do with this ministry is to relieve suffering, to restore dignity, and to reveal hope to people around the world. Mm. And Unto is the humanitarian arm of CRU, Campus Crusade for Christ.
Oh, okay.
And what's really, really cool is that we can do missions work together here on this side, or I want to say in our country, and then we can pack aid, and we'll get into that and do all sorts of stuff. But it goes around the world to places where there's already CRU members on the ground. So it's not like you're just regurgitating aid somewhere and, you know, dropping and leaving, but there is feedback. You the people, the partners on the ground, let us know what's needed and if it's working and what else is needed. So it's really cool to have these partnerships so that you don't have to do everything. And I think when you send aid into other countries, the people in those countries appreciate their own taking care of them instead of outsiders coming in to provide everything. So there's a lot of pride when you're in a third world country and you are having to receive aid for your family that you might not be able to provide for. So to have people already on the ground partnering with you instead of people coming in, it really helps with the relationship.
So Crossroads is pretty involved with it, and you're a big piece of that. I pretty much just assumed that you're the leader of it. I'm guessing that's true. If not, that's how I operate. Anytime I get a question about what used to be known as GAIN and UNTO, I'm like, I'm not sure. Ask Kristen. Because I know you go and your family goes.
Right.
So talk about why you're so involved with it. What is it about it that just has, because you're obviously passionate about it.
Yes.
But what is it about that other than just reading the three pillars?
Right.
For you personally, what makes it special for you?
Well, what was really neat, first, I just want to say how it came to Crossroads. It's really a legacy thing. Dave and Mickey Stahl, who are both passed now, or with our Lord, I should say, right? They're the ones who found out about it. And then Steve and Toby Hopper kind of took the reins. And Steve and Toby are missionaries. And then Charlie and Sandy Brown, who are currently members of Crossroads, have really just passed the baton on to me and my family to kind of lead the trips.
So you are the leader.
I am the
excellent.
Leader.
Excellent. I was right. You're right.
You were right.
Sometimes follow I just me. Don't know. So you heard it. You heard it here first. You are the official leader.
Yes.
So they passed the reins on to you, but what was it that got your attention?
Yeah. So basically what we can do in the United States, UNTO is based out of Dallas, but they have a logistics center in Pennsylvania called Mount Joy, which I love. It's joy. That's my favorite word. And it's just west of Lancaster, not Lancaster. Lancaster.
Oh, it's
just, congratulations.
I'm learning all these new pronunciations.
I know. I didn't know that.
Well, this would have been our 11th year up there as a family going to GAIN.
Yeah. Really?
So what interests me was that here are all these people that come to this little town in Pennsylvania and to this warehouse, and it's right down the road from QVC, which is funny. And we pack aid together. But what was really the hook for me was that children of almost any age, from like we say 2 and up, can serve at the logistics center, which is really cool to be able to serve together as a family. Mm-hmm. There are not many opportunities where you can do that. Usually you have to wait until middle school or high school to start a mission trip, but you can do this together as your family. So we went when my youngest was 2 and our oldest was 6. And there's lots of opportunities for them to be serving, and we can talk more about that. Mm-hmm. But that was really neat. And it was out of our box, because at that time you could stay with local families who would put you up for free. Unfortunately, now the laws in Pennsylvania have changed, I think, from some football incident, and that can't happen anymore. So you do need to stay in a hotel, motel, or bed and breakfast.
Or a nice Amish run.
Yeah.
Bed and breakfast of some sort.
We've also had friends that
big Amish country up there.
Big Amish country. Yeah, it's right across the street from
AKA
an Amish farm.
Wonderful food.
Ooh. Oh my gosh.
You want home cooking.
Really?
Oh yeah. I went to school right down the street in Valley Forge, and we used to play Lancaster Bible in college soccer and baseball. Mm-hmm. So we would go there all the time. And yeah, the Amish country there. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful country. And yeah, food, just good home cooking.
Oh,
food.
Be prepared to put pounds on. Because it's, hot. Where were we? We're now.
I don't know, but now everybody wants to go eat lunch somewhere.
Yeah.
This is airing at noon right now when everybody's hungry and we're like, all right, so.
But I know what I was going to say, but we had some friends that rented an RV and stayed in their RV. Some people camp. So you can make it what you want to do with your kids. And what's so great about UNTO, I call it a no frills mission trip, is that you're not committing to be there from 9 to 5 every single day. So even though they're open a week, you can go for 2 days or 3 days or the whole week, whatever works for you. You just got to let them know when you're going to be there, because there can only be a certain number of people in the building. And then, like for us, we only worked a half a day, because then we had little kids and they had to take naps. So that was a blessing that we could still serve together, but yet
Did you see how she blamed the kids about only working a half a day for some naps?
Yeah.
That's great.
Of course they would
prefer. Oh, we got to go. The kids need a nap.
Obviously, they prefer you to stay the whole day. But I mean, that's what I mean. Like, no frills. You can make it work for you.
So what kind of things do you do while you're at the It's a warehouse, basically.
Yeah, it's like a BJ's. It actually used to be an old fish hatchery, which they converted, which I would not want to be that person to do that. But thankfully they did. And there's so many things that you can do. You can pack clothes, sort them, and then pack them to get shipped. You can create water filtration units, which is huge. School supplies is an assembly line. And that's one of the great things that kids love to do. They just kind of walk around in a big circle and fill Ziploc baggies with school supplies. But there are places in the world that, I mean, when they get these school supplies, these kids have never even owned a box of crayons.
Right.
And that happened to me when we went on one of the mission trips. I'll tell you about that in a minute. Blankets and quilts. So if you're like, I mean, you can serve 80 years old, if you just want to plop yourself down on a chair and quilt, that is an area. Gospel bead bracelets, putting colored beads onto a bracelet. So that's what our 2-year-old did. You know, she followed, you know, how the colors go on, and there she was serving.
Wow.
Now, of course, we had to tie it for her.
Right.
they also provide opportunities, and there's usually a cost associated with it, to pack seeds or to pack food. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that we do up there, which is near and dear to my heart, is create Luo pads, and that's L-U-O. And Luo pad, or Luo, is the Greek word meaning to unbind or to set free. And we don't think about this, and I never thought about it until I found out, but in third world countries, you know, there's not a Walgreens or CVS on the corner. Mm-hmm. And as soon as girls start their menstrual cycle, they don't have what they need. And for girls who are school age, they are not allowed to go to school if they don't have what they need. And in some countries, if you miss like 20% of school, you cannot come back. So because of how God created girls, and the governments, and not having the supplies, some girls are not getting an education. And then the women and the moms who stay home, they're not allowed to be in their communities. So by creating these reusable maxi pads, basically out of flannel and cotton, and they're packaged so sweetly in a little satchel with some panties and other stuff, you know, just to love on these women. We are helping girls get an education and women be able to stay in their communities to do what they need to do. So that is really cool. So, and you don't have to stay in a certain area while you're serving. You can rotate around and get to go where you're comfortable or try everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's so powerful. And I love because you keep calling it a missions trip, because it is. And I think it's helpful for people listening to know missions doesn't have to mean you're going to Africa or South America personally, or to Europe or Asia or wherever. You can go right to Pennsylvania and be part of missions and do that with your family, which is awesome. And what a great introduction to missions for kids and families alike. And even for people who haven't been on trips before, what a great place to go to get that started and get that rolling.
Well, it is great. And then during our lunch break and our breaks, we hear back from the missionaries that have taken the aid, and they come back and they share stories with us. And it's so encouraging. And one of the things I love doing is when we package things in boxes, they're taped up, the whole team that packed them, we lay our hands on those boxes and we pray for where they're going to go. And then if you want, I can talk about the 2 trips that I went on.
Well, I was going to ask you if you could share any kind of stories, and have you ever seen, because you've been here at Crossroads. So Crossroads does Luo pads now.
Yes.
And we've done seeds in the past as well. So we kind of have that opportunity to see something happening at a church level, then up to Pennsylvania as well. But then also you've had the opportunity to actually see that on the other side.
Right.
Which is very rare for people to see. Sometimes people never get to see that. So yeah, talk about that experience.
Well, I had never been on a mission trip before, and Brooke, our oldest daughter, I think she was 9, we were at Gain 1 year, and there was this board with a map on it with all these pins in it of where they go. And she said, "Mommy, I want to go on a mission trip." And I about turned white because I was like, "Oh, that's so out of my box." And but you know, when your kid says they want to go on a mission trip, you're like, "Okay."
Yeah.
And so we raised money, which is very humbling. And I would highly suggest it to everybody, because it really does increase your faith, because if God is going to provide your way, he will provide. And it gives other people the opportunity to give if they can't go. So you've got a team supporting you and praying for you. So our first mission trip was 10 days in Ukraine. And she was 10 at the time.
Wow.
And it was so cool after we flew over there, going in a bus to the basement of a church and seeing it filled with boxes that said gain or unto on them. And just knowing, we know where these come from. You know, maybe we packed one of these boxes. And then taking them and delivering them. And I think the sweetest memory was we took a whole bunch of boxes of clothes and school supply to a community center. And kids were coming and people were coming. And I just remember this one older gentleman riding away on his bicycle, because not many people have cars, with this huge box on his handlebars. And then my daughter and I getting to hand out school supplies, like I said before, to kids who had never even had their own box of crayons. And it was just so cool. And then the following year, Brooke and I went to Haiti. And that was extremely eye-opening. And that was way more sanitation and water filtration and helping paint and work in like a compound, a medical compound that was for the local people. But we got to go where the locals lived, and it was mud huts. And we wanted to go back the next day, but there was a rain, and it destroyed so many other homes. And, you know, everyone has pride in their home. And they didn't want us to come back because their homes were kind of melted. But it was, you know, and then we had a church service, and just being told, like, hey, you know, a little kid might want to sit on your lap, but he or she might not have underwear. So if he's, you know, if you get soiled, don't, you know, don't do anything about it. You know, kids walking around barefoot and seeing my 11-year-old playing soccer with a deflated soccer ball on a rocky field, and we're taking pictures of these kids who have never seen themselves because they don't have mirrors. I mean, imagine not even having a mirror. So they loved taking pictures of them and then showing them what they look like. So those were the two trips that we did. But you're right, to see what we were doing in the States and where it was going and the need that it was fulfilling. And that's, you know, that's the important thing about any mission trip, is that no one's going to want to hear about the gospel, right? Unless their stomach is full, unless they're warm, they have a place to live, and unless they have water. So these are the essential things that Unto does, and they go to where there's the greatest need for people's needs to be met. And then, of course, people ask, what are you doing here? Why are you here? And that's the opportunity that we have to share the gospel with them and be like, yeah, we could be home very comfortable, but Jesus told us to come. And here we are, loving on you.
It's a very powerful truth. You start feeling actual needs of people. It's amazing how open they are to the gospel. And I love that's how they do that. And I love, once again, if you're listening right now, wherever you're listening from, and you're thinking of trying to do some kind of missions trip or experience, what a great place to start to serve and do. And your local church can get involved in that as well to a degree, and kind of follow the whole process as it goes through. So Kristen, this year is a unique year. You know, when this
very
is
very unique,
you know, this is, it's December, it's December when this is airing, and or just about December when this is airing, and who knows what the future is going to hold because of COVID things. So what's happening in the future with Unto that you know of? How can people still get involved? How can they get involved? What's happening going into maybe spring, summer, if you even know? Because I know things are changing all the time.
Right. Well, of course, donations. You know, you go to unto.com. I mean, we definitely need donations. And typically there are 2 weeks, 1 week in June and 1 week in October, where they open the logistics center and people from all over the country come. Now, those were canceled this year. However, I do know that they are open now for like 2 and 3 day events. In Pennsylvania. So I think it's more local people, or, you know, if you're retired, you can head up there and go to so many fun things in the area and have an opportunity to serve as well. So
What's up there? There's something big up there, isn't there?
Yes.
What is it?
Oh, there's so many things. Well, there's Hershey Park, which is awesome.
Yeah, but there's something like
you're
biblical
thinking,
or
Sight and Sound Theater.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Oh, yes. It is like Disney quality production. And I'm serious.
That's what I've heard.
And, you know, like I said, I'm from New York, right? So the stage at the Sight and Sound Theater is larger than any stage in Manhattan. Wow. And not only is the stage in front of you, but the stage is on the sides of you, and the biblical musicals, basically, but very scripturally based, are phenomenal. I mean, people go up there just to see the nativity and the Christmas stuff, but they have some incredible productions which really burn biblical stories into your mind. You know, I'm a very visual person, and to see them, and they also add some humor, so it's just so much fun. It's incredible. So there's Sight and Sound, there's Hershey Park, There's all the Amish stuff. You want to take a buggy ride. Yep. But the Mennonites have built a life-size tabernacle as well.
Okay, that's, I think, what I was thinking of there. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's up there.
Yep, so if you've ever studied the tabernacle, you can go and one of a docent will take you around for about 45 minutes, extremely knowledgeable.
Yeah.
But spoiler alert, you are not allowed in the Holy of Holies.
Still?
Spoiler alert. Still?
I thought that changed.
I'm not going there.
I thought that changed.
You are not.
I thought we're allowed to do that now.
They are true to God's word.
Wow, okay.
No Holy of Holies for you.
They're embracing that Old Testament, aren't they? They're
embracing
it. Well, Kristen, it sounds like it's a fantastic trip for people to go on. How can people find out information about what all is happening up there, and what's the best way for people to get in contact with Untu and, you know, just to express some interest?
Yeah, well, the website, untu.com, or you can contact me. I'm at crossroads.org and just look for Kristen Gruber. So it's easy to find out information for sure, and I can answer any questions. But I just want to emphasize, this is such an incredible mission trip for families. You can start teaching your kids how to serve others. You know, we live in a world where everything is so fast-paced and we usually get everything we want and so many people feel like they deserve everything. It is amazing when, and the blessing that you receive when you start doing things for other people. And this is a great way to help your kids learn that, as well as individuals and small groups and middle school groups. So anybody can go. But for our family, it's been something that we've done for a decade.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Kristen. Really appreciate being here on the program with us. And once again, if you're listening now and you're looking for a way to get involved in missions, please check out Untu. Thank you so much, Kristen.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you for joining and listening to our program today. And thank you to Crossroads Fellowship and the Truth Network for making this show possible. You can find out more information about Crossroads Fellowship at crossroads.org. If this show has impacted you, we'd love to hear from you. You can contact us at info@crossroads.org. Thank you to C3 Advantage for sponsoring this program. We look forward to having you join us on the next show.
Your success as a leader hinges upon buy-in from your teams, clear and consistent communication from you, and strategic delegation. My name's Cheryl Scanlon. C3 Advantage helps you steward your most valuable resource well, improve retention, grow employee engagement, and generate higher team and individual ownership. The success of your organization begins with you and depends on your team. Go deeper as a leader and watch your organization go further. Visit C3Advantage.net. That's C3Advantage.net.